Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's Brandy, that's on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Aphrodisiac, we also checked out Dina Yeda, Robin Thicke, also on your radio. 9:15, that's your time. 9:15, it is bitterly cold out here. That's in the capital, Windhoek. Actually, it's bitterly cold everywhere in the country. We checked out those temperatures, is more or less all of them below 10 degrees Celsius. But you know what? You must cook it, you must do it for into. That's the whole point. That's why you have us, to get you there. Okay, now, over the weekend, there was a video that surfaced. I was not online at the time. I was busy with something, and someone sent me a video, a recording of J Moley. You know, hip-hopper, if you're in the hip-hop game, you should know J Moley. Or you know, if you're just a lover of music in general, all right? And he was on live, and as he was on live, he attempted to commit suicide by mixing pills. I think he also had a cough syrup and a bit of a coke, but he did all of this live. And I mean, I watched the footage and I thought to myself, my goodness, someone has to make sense of this, you know. And the one person that I know in Southern Africa, perhaps the continent for that matter, is a gentleman who I mean he's a hip-hop connoisseur. Like he knows this type of thing, you know what I mean? He understands the psyche of artists, he understands the psyche of artistry in general. None other than Tapelo Double TP. Good morning, my good sir, how are you doing?
Good morning, everybody. Is everyone good?
We good. Cold as hell this side, but we pushing, my man. How's it that side?
We're a bit of a cold front, but we're good, man. I think, as the news said, we just, you know, obviously finished the election, so that anxiety of elections is gone now. So we're just trying to move forward, but we're good. We're good.
Man, congratulations on the elections. Let's first start there. I mean, you know, coalition government is coming, but you guys did what you needed to do. You put in that vote. That's all that matters.
It's the most important thing: making a decision, making a choice for yourself. You know, mm-hmm. I think elections are making a choice for yourself. You know, it's personalized. You know, because you're not booth by yourself. You know, and it links to our topic. You know, talking about booth and everything, and yes, making decisions by yourself. I was also like being called by a lot of people when this live stream happened. You know, when he was live on Insta, and people reached out to me to try to reach out to him. You know. Unfortunately, I couldn't reach out to him, but it's all about that, you know. We make decisions, you know. It's all about decision that you make by yourself, for yourself, you know. And people struggle with that, because we live in a world where, as you can see, news travel faster now, you know. There's social media, and we have expectations, and there's also family pressure and everything, and it's causing a lot of depression amongst the youth, and it's very concerning.
He did send out tweets. He sent out tweets, and I'm going to read them for you just real quick. This was now on the 30th, on Thursday last week. He said, "I'll be dead in 30 minutes. It's already done. No one knows where I'm at, and nobody can save me. No one cares, though. Bye, guys." Then he sent a follow-up tweet saying, "It's already done, guys. I'm in the process of dying. I can't be saved. It's too late." And then saying, "The process of death has started. There's nothing back. There's no turning back. I'm sorry." But apart from these tweets, you know, he's been hinting at him not being fine. You do understand? He's been hinting at this. As an industry, why haven't we helped the homie?
I think the industry has tried to reach out and help, but it's a very difficult thing. And I'm gonna take it back a bit. You know, one of my closest friends in the industry was WHP. You know,
yes,
and he also struggled with depression and you know, trying to overcome depression. So it's an everyday thing, you know. And I also, in the family, I had an aunt who was also a chronic depression, you know. And it's an everyday struggle. You get what I'm saying? Mm. It's an everyday conversation. So you might reach out that day and he might be fine. The next morning, he goes back, you know, you relapse. So it's an everyday conversation that needs to happen every day, you know. They need to check up on the person every single day, because anything can trigger the person. You know, depression is not an easy thing. It's not an easy solution. You know, and also as a as a spiritual person, as a Sangoma, I have to deal with those things every day. You get what I'm saying?
My man.
People going through a lot of depression because of obviously expectations, because of family, you know, because of money, you know. So it's an everyday conversation that needs to have. And I think we're not having it enough everywhere, you know. Not only in the industry, I mean everywhere, because everybody's suffering from it.
As a society, yeah.
And when I mean everybody, I mean like people that are actually struggling with it. It's a serious problem.
Hmm.
You know, it is a serious problem. And whereas with social media, it makes it more difficult because every day somebody switches on and has a conversation with a stranger. And that stranger can trigger it by saying to them, I don't like you. You get what I'm saying? Hmm. Then it's a whole different conversation. So we just need to have a conversation with people and help them every single day. And don't be shocked. You know, I think a lot of people judge the people who are depressed, and it's not an easy thing.
You know, both industries, Namibian and South African industries, music and entertainment industries, we both experience some suicide. You know, of entertainers that we love. Do you understand? Ricky Rick, that side, this side, Cannibal. And I want to ask you, you know, in my recent podcast with an actress, her podcast will be released very soon. It's not out yet. But in a recent conversation, she said straight up, she loves the art of what she does, but she does not love what comes with the territory. So how do we mitigate that, my guy? There's no way around this. Like, people are like, do you understand what I mean?
There is. No, I hear what you're saying. I think there is. I think the most important thing is that there has to be a constant conversation, you know, and support system. I think artists suffer because you don't understand what happens in that space, in the booth. We don't understand, you know, because you're not an artist. You don't understand that this person is making music, right, every single day, and is relying on other people to judge their music. You understand how hurtful that is?
Yeah, that is that's actually deep, yeah.
You know, you get what I'm saying? So we need to have a constant conversation. We need to have people around you and mentors and people like people, spiritual people. You know, you need to have doctors and psychologists always having this conversation on how to help, you know. And I think we're not doing enough. It's not enough on TV. On TV and everywhere and radio, we need to have this conversation. We're always seeing just the gray side of this industry. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
We see the cars, we see the money, you know, we see the good-looking guys, you see the good-looking women, but we don't have the real conversation to say, hey, you know, there's another side to this industry. You're alone. It's a very selfish industry. You're alone, you know? And sometimes when you get so big, like Ricky Rick, you know, it's hard to reach out. We're going to reach out to you. I remember when Jabba was like, I'm going to say this on air, but I had a spiritual connection with Jabba. Jabba was like, who do I reach out to? Who do I talk to? Everyone's gonna laugh at me, right? I'm Jabba.
Hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Who do I speak to? How does Jabba go to somebody and say, hey, I have a problem? You're Jabba, you have money, you're successful. Why do you have a problem? So people don't understand. So there has to be a continuous conversation. It has to be people's faces. And we have to be honest about it, that people are suffering from this. You know? Because all we see on social media right now, if you go to your streams or your account, is everyone looking good, you know? No one talks about the other side. When are we going to start having that conversation? You know? So we can help, because I can't help you if, you know, if I don't know, all I see is you looking good.
But here's the thing also, you know what I mean? Most of our entertainers are signed to an obligation, signed to labels, signed to distribution deals. You know, now you come here with your depressive stuff. We don't want your depressive stuff. Just make us happy. Where's the music? Where's the nice vibe? Now you come here with your, hey, I'm depressed. We don't care. You see what I mean?
But that's the problem. That's the problem. So you sign, also, you're also on radio. You also sign a contract. I'm also work for Cropper. I also sign for a contract.
Mm.
You know, they have the support system at work. If I fall depressed, you know, I can go to a specialist. Why don't we have that for artists?
Exactly.
Why can't be part of the contract? You get what I'm saying? Why can't entertainment have that in the contract? That person is your investment. Why are we shutting it down and saying, hey, just do whatever it takes? No. If corporate can have those health experts in the field, why entertainment has to be singled and pushed aside? We need to have those.
Mm.
Me and you sign a contract. You get what I'm saying?
I think
why
it's
can't those things be put in?
I think it's essential. What you're saying right now, never thought of it like that. I think you gave us something to think about, Buta, moving forward. Tapelo Double TP, man. Thank you so much for your time, Buta. It's a continuous conversation. At least, you know, we started it now. Hopefully it can continue in the WhatsApp groups. And then we can take it further. Who?
And just in closing, you know, I remember with like a group of, like, you talk about a WhatsApp group, with friends of mine. It's all males, you know. Mm. And you know how that environment can be. And sometimes I check up, because obviously, as a spiritual person, I check up on guys, and like, I speak, who's having a problem? You can't speak about it, Chef.
Oh,
put me on the side. So we need to have that conversation continuously. And somebody reached out to me on the side, and was like, I'm suffering from this and this and this. You get what I'm saying? Mm. Let's have those checks. Let's check our friends. Let's check our family, you know? You know?
Check on your favorite entertainer, for that matter.
Correct. Let's stop telling them that, oh, your looks are amazing. Oh, my God. Why don't you just ask them, are you okay? Hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And
it makes a big difference. So thank you guys for having this chat.
I can promise you right now, being in this position, someone asking me if I'm okay, like a listener or like someone that fancy me, is actually exceptionally rare. You planted something, Bud. We appreciate it. Have a fantastic day. We'll keep talking, my man.
No, thank you to you guys, man. Big ups to you guys.
All right, cheers. It's 9:26 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Tapelo, man, the head honcho of hip-hop and just everything spiritual in South Africa, Double T Raputi. We call him the Jomo Sono of hip-hop. Just putting this J. Molly situation out for us, but also not limited to J. Molly, just in general, the industry. Stick around. We've got Gaza lined up. Also, Champions League DJs is also coming up. My goodness, I forgot to talk about the Champions League.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.